Good evening. Welcome to SheerEnjoyment.com. We begin by dedicating the Sheer Mzecho Uli Ilu Nishmas Mamish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh. We thank our sponsor for his generosity. We also want to dedicate the Sheer for Refuah Shalema and for Zachus or the Hatzlacha of Achenu, the Chayolei Tzva Hagana LiYisrael in their mission and Mzecho Nishmas Ben Shomer Sakadoshim that were Nergu, of Kiddush Hashem, and Zechus, for Achenu B'nei Yisrael, Hanesunim, Batzora, Uvashivya, Amokum, Yirachim, Aleihem, Yotzi'im, Yitzor, Levochum, Me'afeilu, Lo'ira, U'mishibu, Lugu'ula, Hashda, Ba'agolo, Vizman, Koriv. Tonight, we're really shaken to the core as the news trickles out of Eretz Yisrael. It's beyond words to understand, to comprehend the magnitude of the tragedy. It's really beyond comprehension. I'd like to, tonight to talk about this, focus on this for a few moments. A few things. I live here in Flatbush, Brooklyn, New York, the East Coast. I know we have listeners who listen, Baruch Hashem, all over the United States, perhaps beyond. First night of Sukkot this year here in Brooklyn, something very unusual happened. There was flooding, torrents of rain coming down Erev Yom Tov, the day before Yom Tov. There was a storm. I think it was the tail end of a hurricane, and there was massive flooding. It was chaos. It was chaos. Baruch Hashem, it didn't get to the point by everyone where it was an emergency, but it was chaotic. And basically everyone that I know, including myself, was miyayesh of eating in the sukkah, Leil Sukkos. It just did not seem possible. Forecast was rain, rain, rain. I personally was in the sukkah working with the electricity and with the air, literally into the last moment. Shkia, and I, in my mind, said, I'm going to come home, we're going to make Kiddush, and we're going to, as the halacha is, to make Kiddush in the sukkah, and then we're going to go right away indoors and eat, because there's really no point in waiting. The meteorologist predicts it's going to rain the whole night. I received throughout the day numerous emails, messages, what is the halacha, what to do, not to make a leshe vasukah v'chulu v'chulu. I'm sure everyone here is very familiar. And then when I came home from shul, go to the sukkah on the way home, it was dry. There was no moisture. There was no fog. There was no rain. It wasn't even drizzling. We're going to the sukkah. Okay, it was wet. We cleaned up, sat down. It was actually pleasant. And it was really not to be believed. Personally, I felt that I was witnessing a miracle. Okay, not a miracle in the sense of a miracle, l'malam derech hateva. I think everyone here is sophisticated enough to understand what I mean. But it was a sensation that this is the act of Hashem. And the next day, every person I spoke to said exactly the same thing. Their story paralleled my story to the dot. And people were in a daze, literally, as to what appeared to be the Ribbono Shel Olam smiling upon us. Baruch Atah Hashem, Ohev Amo Yisrael. We felt the Yad Hashem. Sukkot was a beautiful Yom Tov. Kam Shmini Atzeres, it was beautiful. Davening, and then after davening, the news began to slowly trickle in. There's been a terrible tragedy in Eretz Yisrael, and the numbers kept on going up and up and up, and people were shaken up. And I need not tell you, as we went into Simchas Torah, it was a very difficult situation. It was very uncomfortable. How can we be celebrating when our brethren in Eretz Yisrael are suffering? There's death, terror, horror. Here we are. What are we doing here? Dancing. It was a very confusing state. How can we ignore the fact that on the first day of Sukkot, we were stunned with the Yad Hashem, a miracle. How Hashem wanted us to eat in the Sukkah, to make a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokim Melech Olam, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvah V'tzivanu, Leishev Ba'Sukkah. And yet at the end of Yom Tov, the last day of Yom Tov, Bayom Hashmini Atzeres Tia Lochem, we were stunned with the Yad Hashem, but very differently. Pain, anxiety, avelos, very different feeling. And we all ask questions, how could this happen? Why did this happen? How did the most powerful military in the world not be aware of an imminent threat? We just went through the 50th anniversary of the Yom Kippur War, and we talk about the failure of the upper echelon in the state of Israel to be aware. Didn't we learn the lesson of this horror? How do we understand it? And we question ourselves. Is this just a coincidence? Is this just due to political events? Who knows? And in hindsight, here in Brooklyn, I know here I'm dealing with just one little corner of the world, Ribbono Shel Olam, to some degree, prepared us. I don't know if that you can say such a thing. There's no such thing as saying that. I don't mean that in any way to be taken literally. On the first day of Sukkot, we saw the Yad Hashem. On the last day of Sukkot, Yom HaShmini, we have to also draw from the experience of the first day to recognize that what has happened, besides Haneg Boy Minig Der Cheretz, that's Pashut, there will certainly be a lot of talk and discussion as to what happened al Derech HaTeva. That is not to be ignored and put aside. But we as religious Orthodox Jews, Shomrei Torah or Mitzvahs, have to understand that this was also the Yad Hashem. We have to be fully cognizant of this reality. And nothing is a coincidence. Nothing happened because of a lack of proper training, lack of preparation, politics. Everything is the Yad Hashem. On the first day of Sukkot, it was easy. It was easy to see the Yad Hashem. It was pleasant. It was breathtaking to see the Yad Hashem. On the last day, it wasn't. But we have to recognize that just as the first day, Bayam Harishon, Lekachta Umechem, Bayam Harishon, Pri Eitz Hoda, Kapus Tumon V'Anaf Eitz Ovis, V'Arvei Nochal, U'Semachtem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. We have to acknowledge on Shmini Atzeres V'Cho Yisa, Ach Soneach. What has happened is also the Yad Hashem. Hashem is speaking to us. Hashem is demanding from us something. Truth is, every person knows what. There's no one size that fits all. We all know this. Everyone in their personal life knows, without anyone telling them, what they need to do to go to the next level. Right, Avant? In the synagogue that I davened, and the truth is, this was a dilemma amongst many, many Bati Knesios all over the world. I can't tell, I don't know exactly every shul, but basically from what I hear, there are two approaches in Chutz Laaretz, how to deal with the situation on Simchas Torah. There was a group, a segment of the Jewish people, who their leaders, the Rabbanim, the Gedolei Yisrael, advised to be memayit in the Hakafas. The Hakafa should be on a smaller scale. The festivities should be cut back. There should be joy. We cannot ignore the day. V'hoyisa ach samech sisu v'simchu v'simcha satora. But our festivities should be cut back to a degree. This is one basic approach to deal with the tragedy. And then there was another approach by other segments of the Jewish people where the Rabbanim said, no, we have to celebrate the Torah no matter what. This is the halacha. Eis lifkois, the eis lirkoit. There's a time to cry, and there's a time for joy, for dancing, for happiness. We just read on Kehelas. There's a time for everything. It's Yontes. It's Simchas Torah. We have to be sophisticated people and know how to differentiate between days of joy and times of mourning. Acheinu B'nei Yisrael, tragedy that we have not heard of almost since the Holocaust. Such a type of horrific tragedy. In the synagogue where I daven in the yeshiva, the Rosh HaYeshiva, he said to me, come, I don't know what to do. I do not know which approach we should take here in our community. I'm at a loss. Should we be memayed? Should we diminish in our celebration? Or should we take the other approach? Let's go ask. So the rabbi went to a very, very holy person. I like not to say names because names are not important. If someone wants to know, I can tell anyone personally. And he went to a very holy rabbi. Came in, we sat down. The rabbi was fully up to date, all the details that were available. And he said to this younger Rosh Shiva, my opinion is he should have a regular, full-fledged Simchas Torah, but there are two things you have to do. There are two things you have to do. Number one, you must say Tehillim. I think every synagogue said Tehillim. That wasn't a big chiddush, as we say. You must say Tehillim in the middle. And number two, you must speak from the pulpit. Even though ordinarily it's not your custom, non Simchas Torah, you have to get up and speak and talk and talk and give a long drasha, not a small, a long, elaborate. Say over what's going on, what you know. Talk about it. Draw from your reservoir of knowledge and speak about tragedy and about what has happened, what people are going through, and you'll figure out what to say. And indeed, that's exactly what he did. He followed the advice of his teacher in the yeshiva, got up, said Tehillim, and he spoke for a significant amount of time, telling over stories of other Gedolei Yisrael, how they dealt with similar situations, the Yom Kippur War, who's on Simchas Torah. He had different sources, different stories. And he made a very strong point towards the end. And he said, Rabbi Yisai, when you dance today on Simchas Torah, remember, you're dancing. You have to have a lot of kavana this year. This year, it's not like last year. It's different. You have to dance and be joyous only for the sake of the Torah. Don't let any joy, personal joy, in your family. You know, people, they come to shul with their children and they dress so beautifully, and there is a festive mood. No. Don't let that enter into your celebration. You have to have kavana this year that you're only dancing l'shem shamayim, for the honor of the Torah. Remove, be careful, extra careful this year. We're going to have the full harkafos with no limitation. But remember, have kavana only for the Torah. I have to tell you, it worked. The advice of this Rosh Hashiva, this particular community, worked. It was a very beautiful Simchas Torah. It's tragic that there had to be a tragedy for this to happen. It was a wholly intense Simchas Torah. After discussing, relating what's happening, our duty, the conflict, and the demand to have kavana, to celebrate only L'Shem Shemayim. Why am I telling you this? I believe that this message is a message that we need to take with us the holier. The holier. Fortunately, there's so many problems. There's so many difficulties we have in life. We live in a very different type of world than our parents lived. I can't really say that. They went to the Holocaust, to the pogroms. You could argue it was even worse. Who's to say? How can we live? How can we be joyous? How can we go about our day when there's so much suffering wherever we turn? And the answer is the message of Simchas Torah has to go with us the whole year. That when we live, life has to go on. But when we live and we partake of life, we have to concentrate that we are living for Hashem. We are not living for our own selfish gain. If life was regular, we can serve Hashem. We can serve ourselves just a little bit. We can't do that anymore. When we live, when we go about our daily activities, we have to live only for Hashem. May we merit Mi Shomar, the one that said, created this world, may say that this should come an end to our tsaraseinu, our difficulties, our pain. The Sakon is very great now. Mary Yisrael, they called up, besides the Chayilei Tzva Hagonah, who are on duty, which I don't know the numbers, but certainly the numbers are staggering, called up 300,000 reserves units. Think about it. Each one of these individuals who was called up, their life is destructed. Each one, let us assume, has a mother. Another 300,000 people who have anxiety and diagnosed and can't sleep. What's happening with their son? Is their son in Gaza going house to house looking for terrorists? Each one of the reserves has a father. Another 300,000 people. Let's assume each one has his spouse. Another 300,000 people. Let's assume each one has two children, at least. Another 600,000 people. Do the math. We're in the millions. How many people already are in Eretz Yisrael to begin with? 6-7 million Jews? How many people today are in mourning? This is an unprecedented sorrow. It is something not to make light of, to turn away from. It is our duty to pay attention, to reflect, and to concentrate that when we live, we're not living for ourselves. We are living for Hashem. We are living for the Torah, and we are living for each other. That's the only way we can proceed. Acheinu beis Yisrael hanesunim batzara uvashivya ha'imdin bein bayam ubein bayabosha hamakoyim yirachem aleihem. The Yitzi'im, Mitzor Levocho, Me'afeilu Le'oira Meshibu Le'gula, Hashta Ba'agola, Uvizman Korid, V'neimar Amen.
Amen.
Good night.